The federal government is taking steps to make the Pennsylvania portion of Lake Erie a national marine sanctuary. The designation would cover over 740 square miles and offer protections for many underwater shipwrecks beneath the lake. The Allegheny Front's Silas Yared has more.
Ben Ford is an underwater archaeologist, and for years he's been diving around the many shipwrecks in Lake Erie. Though some of the wrecks have been in the water for over 200 years, they are still very much intact, says Ford.
There are quite a few shipwrecks in the Erie waters. You know, there were probably somewhere on the order of between 150 and 200 losses in this area, of which about 30 or so are known.
The lake's cold, fresh water preserves shipwrecks by preventing warping and corrosion. Ford, a professor at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, says the wrecks serve as glimpses into the past.
There are, you know, steamboats with, you know, a lot of the structure still there and some of the engine. There are sailing vessels that look like sailing vessels, so they almost look like something out of a Disney movie kind of deal, where you can tell what it is when you look at it.
Preserving these shipwrecks is the main reason local officials are petitioning the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, for the designation. Ellen Brody is NOAA's Great Lakes Regional Coordinator.
National marine sanctuaries are really some of the most iconic and treasured underwater places in the United States, ranging from the Florida Keys to Olympic Coast to Hawaiian Islands to the Great Lakes. And really what we do in national marine sanctuaries is tell the stories of these places.
Lake Erie would join a group of 15 total marine sanctuaries in the United States, each renowned for their commitment to preserving marine environments and promoting responsible tourism and research activities. Brody says the designation means the area is managed to protect resources and help the public interpret them. That includes more research and monitoring, as well as promoting tourism of the area.
National marine sanctuaries are a lot like national parks, but all underwater.
The sanctuary would mean no anchoring near a shipwreck site because of the damage anchors can do to them. Brody says instead boaters would use the sanctuary's own mooring buoys.
Really high quality mooring buoys at each shipwreck site. So the dive boats can attach to those mooring buoys.
While some residents have expressed concern about the potential impact on recreation, Brody says sanctuary status for the lake will not impede on any recreational activity.
In many ways, the term sanctuary is an unfortunate term because it makes people think that they can't use it. But we very much promote fishing, diving, boating, because we want people to enjoy these places.
Public comment ended in July. Brody says the designation process could come to a conclusion in as little as 3 years. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Silas Yared.